Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Good night, wherever you are. This is Caribbean Global Voices, your host, Ivor Henry. And I urge you to stick and stay this good Saturday, the 9th day of July, my birth month, our birth month. And our means Barbara. She celebrates her birthday with yours truly in this month. And of course, we are going to celebrate all of the days, 31 days. We started already, and we are going to really toe the line and anchor on the 31st. Well, folks, we ask you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends that we are here. And of course, we are here every Saturday morning. And you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. Folks, we just want to let you know that we're on the cloudy skies here in my neck of the woods, that's in Miami. I heard from a few over there in Atlanta, it is raining cats and dogs. So I'm going to urge you to stay dry. I'm going to urge you to be well. And I want to say a pleasant good morning to Mertrees as well. She's up with us, and I'm sure she'll tell us about her stewardship. And, of course, we always want to know about Mama Bobsey. So before we give the itinerary and get an opening prayer, let's hear the voice of Mertrees. Mertrees, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed. I am highly favored. I'm in a good space. I'm thanking God for life.
That's good.
Us about yourself. Tell us about your surroundings. And, of course, tell us about Mama Bobsey.
Me, I'm doing fine. Thank God for life. And here in New York, it's a beautiful sunny morning, 73 degrees, scattered showers, mostly on the north side of the island, of the state. But so far, it's going to be good today. Hopefully, we don't have too much rain. My dog is getting rowdy. I don't know why. Okay, Mother Bobsey, she's doing fine. She sends her love. And she is in New York still. So she's enjoying her home country and all the mangoes, all the different fruits that are hanging around. They had Mango Festival last week. It was last weekend, so she enjoyed that. So
Oh, okay. That's
about it for her.
Okay, very well. Okay. Give her our regards here, and I'm sure she's enjoying home. There's no place like home, so can't complain.
That's
I know you may have, well, go ahead and say you're missing her presence, but you're still happy that she is enjoying her homeland, and she's enjoying some fresh air, I would imagine. Hope she would have gone to this hot water bath over there in Charlestown, get some healing.
Oh, yes. I do miss her, yes, but better off for her, dear, to get the nice, fresh Caribbean tropical breeze, fresh air, you know. Enjoy that life for a moment, so I'm glad for her.
Well, very good. Well, good to hear you, and hope you stick and stay. And don't forget to tell your neighbors and tell your friends that we are here. We always want to know that we have someone new coming in just about every time, every day. I would have posted it, so hopefully we have at least one new listener, so we're going to welcome them, or her, him, her, or whomever. But spread the word. Okay, I want to say pleasant good morning, of course, to my fiance over there in Atlanta. I heard from her this morning, and she's in a good space. She's up and happy. You know, it's the month of July. Not just, I don't need to rub it in, but she's enjoying every bit of July. That's the way we do it. And, of course, we want to remember Brother Leon, too. He was in our space here in Miami with the memorial service for Mrs. Eunice Francis, the late Mrs. Eunice Francis. So I would imagine he's back home in one piece and one stead. So for that, we want to say, wishing Godspeed, and through this grieving period, let's hope that he would be pleased, knowing that she would have got a good send-off. He would have done all he can do for her while she was on earth, and now she's received her wings, and she is with the Lord, one of the better angels. So, well, I'm not sure that there's no other hand up here, so maybe the greetings are coming down the road there, along the way. But, you know, if you wish to speak, you push the one, and we will be more than happy to accommodate you. But I'll go ahead and I'll just try to maybe, let's see if I can give the show its blessings. Okay, well, 4,000 tongues to sing of your goodness, grace, mercy, and love. And for our dear Redeemer, we will give him praise and praise. Well, Father God, this morning we lift our hearts in total praise to you, for we have breath. And the breath is, it's your breath of life, and we're still active within our nostrils. That breath is still in our lungs. Well, we want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see this another day, and we will dub it as the last day of the week, but by no means the last day of our lives. Well, as we seek your continued abundance and rich blessings from above, we ask for your protection. We ask you to shield us. We ask you to provide for us, heal us, comfort us. We want you to forgive us, mend us, and love us during the rest of our lives. We just ask you all these in your name. Amen and amen. Well,
amen.
Yeah, thank you. You know, when we get on here for this day, Saturday morning entertainment show, it is not really of a political nature, but one where we will be socializing. We'll bring you much laughter. We'll bring you something for you to be cheered up about, especially on a Saturday morning. Beginning the day, we want to start your day right. And of course, being your host, I'm going to do a little bit to put a little bit of humor in it. Even though we're serious about things, we have got to just say, okay, we have a 646-799. The hand is up. Let's see. Is that my choice?
No.
Okay, let's. No? Okay. Well, there's a 646-799. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Caribbean Global Voices. Good morning.
I know you're asking on my number by now. This is Donna. I'll be with you for just a short while.
Donna, I'm so sorry. I don't remember numbers. These computers and smartphones would have, they're not working for brains. Because, yes, okay, I should remember the 799. I'm going to do that.
Yes.
Good morning, sister. How are you doing?
Keep
how
it
you?
In your head. You're on Marchie's show. Keep it in your head.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. But because you haven't been seeing me for all these weeks, I don't know who that person is. Come on. I'm glad to be here for my first morning, but only for a little while because I'm going in a little later today. So I say I have to get in today.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
Thanks for your presence.
Yes.
Yes, I remember 799 because we have 999 in our number here, 563-999.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm going to try to remember 799. I know.
Yes, okay.
Donna, it's been so long, you shocked us without electricity.
You know?
There you go.
Oh, dear. Yes.
I'm happy to grab in later today, so I say, okay, I'll get even a few minutes in.
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear you guys too. So I listen when until I can't anymore, okay?
Okay.
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 Very well.
All right.
Yes, good to hear you. Okay. Well, folks, let's just go ahead and do a little housekeeping. And, of course, in the first hour, we have our inspirational portion, and even what we're saying here, we try to inspire you, even with a laughter. And at the top of the hour, we'll have sports. I'm not sure if David is going to be in today. I know that the minor league continues. But nonetheless, we'll have it in brief because, you know, the heavyweight comes in on Sunday from 6 to 9, and Liam Francis and the heavyweights will just tell us all that's happening in sports. But we try to do it here in brief to just give you a little snapshot of what's happening in the world of sports. Of course, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries and historical notes that would have happened on this day. Speaking of birthdays, today is the Slinger Francisco, the Mighty Sparrow, the number one calypsonian in the world. He's been deemed that for ages now. Today is actually his birthday. So we will serenade him somewhere along the line. And of course, you will be hearing that in the birthday hour as well. And, of course, Cardinal would have a commentary for you, and he has some special fans, special fans that he greets individually. So we'll wait for that. At 10:45, Dawn and Debbie, they will be in with us. But, yes, at 10:45, that's when they will grace us with their presence to tell us about the humanitarian work they're doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda. So that's the Antigua Care. So we can expect to hear them. And, of course, we will have the open line type from 11 o'clock onwards where anything goes. We bring something to really keep you up to speed with what's happening in the world today. Or we just give you an interlude of music. But nonetheless, we ask you to stick and stay. We're going to be here until high noon in my neck of the woods. Once again, I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Stick, stay, be entertained, and enjoy the ride. Again, of course, 563-999-3693 will get you in. You'll push the one, and of course, we will accommodate you. Hopefully, we'll hear from Liam today, too, and probably he can give a shout-out and tell us of his experience last week. And, of course, you know, he's welcome to even talk a little sport at that hour. And, of course, let us know where we can meet, especially if there's a special guest on the cricket show for tomorrow. So we welcome that as well. So we will have some requests coming up shortly. But for now, let us see if we can tell Jesus something, the Grace Thrillers.
I must tell Jesus.
Yes, indeed, I must tell Jesus. Well, we have Leon Francis to tell us something. Good morning, good morning. Leon is online. How are you, sir? 850-274, maybe you're muted, but your hand is up.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, good morning, a pleasant good morning to you, Ivor. Thank you for bringing me in.
Yes, yes. Good morning, good morning. And how are you? How are you doing?
Yes,
this?
Well, back from the activities in Miami, and I was so glad to be in Miami. But firstly, let me just thank you for your giving the words of courage, inspiration, and announcement about my wife's passing and her arrangement. I must say it was overwhelming, and we thank you for that, and all the members of the panel who sent out condolences and or in any way gave us words of comfort during our times of sorrow. We also want to just tell you what a wonderful time we have with the final memorial service in Miami. It was just an outpouring of love, a feeling of joy and happiness despite our sadness. And I've seen folks that went to school with me 50 years ago, and that was a thrill. I saw a gentleman who was Eunice's friend. They used to go to visit new persons who joined the church in Miami. He was 96 old, and when he came over with his wheelchair and he strolled to the hall, I just had tears in my eyes. I tell you, it was just a love, and people were so happy to see us all, and we got an invitation that we had to refuse. And thanks a lot to all the friends who send out wishes to us. But on a sad note, we just learned 2 days ago that my sister-in-law, Eunice's sister, passed on as well. She was struggling with the health for several years, and she finally succumbed 2 nights ago. So her name is Sadie Hardy, and she was very kind to us. She was one who was able to get us over to the United States. She signed all the documents, and we were so hoping that she will make it, but eventually she succumbed. And again, thanks for all the kindness and the words of encouragement and all the exposure you gave to the show. And for those of you who haven't seen the memorial service, it's still up. We can always send you a link, and they can always see it. Thanks again, and I'll be listening.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Leon. I didn't tune in on the last part when I would have finished the show here. And yes, of course, it was quite touching and fitting that you would have returned to, I can almost call it a second home, and maybe her first home here, because you spent so many years here in Miami, in the Southwest, that I thought it was quite fitting. And I heard of the outpouring of love too, and in the latter part, so that's a good thing. As a matter of fact, I got to speak to Phil Thorne, one of my favorite singers.
Oh, yes.
And she was
yes,
on the way
yes.
to church. So I was happy for that. She was on air here with us, along with you, on your way to the to the church. Of course, well, you know, God has never made a mistake. Let's go ahead and say she's in a better space. You're not with her physically, but I know spiritually she'll be here. And the good time. And even the bad times in between, they're not gone forever. They're etched in your memory, and just hold on to the good ones.
Amen.
The better ones, and of course, you'll be in a better space. And maybe praying for long life for you as well. And may your surroundings be one of fruitfulness and happiness. And I'll urge you to live until you die. Please just don't exist. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, okay. You're welcome. Well, this is the request.
My heart, there is no other room. I will bow at no other throne. heart and no other home. Let these hands and no other cry.
Oh, Baba, my fiance, she said she want to hear this one. Well, listen up. I hope you're up and listening.
From the gold that won't shine, you turn the dry from water to wine. Oh, I tremble. In your presence, in your presence. So take my breath every starry night. Show your power in downtown city light. You are higher than the tallest of the hills and stronger than the walls we try to build. You blind me with the beauty of your face and draw me close with your divine embrace. Speak to me with healing in your words and fix the things I didn't know were hard. Oh, I tremble. I tremble, Lord, in your presence, in your presence. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, to you alone, to you alone be praised. Who could take the place of? Oh, I come before you alone. Everything that you've done. To you alone be praised. Oh, who could take the pain of what compared to your love? For everything that you've done, to you alone be praised. You invented all of time and space, called the morning and midnight as a place, made the mountains, tame the wildest seas. Still you set your holy eyes on me. I will always live in wonder of the fact that I awake your jealous love. Eternity will almost be enough. Eternity will almost be enough. Oh, I tremble. I tremble. In your presence, in your presence. Oh, I tremble, I tremble. In your presence, in your presence. In your presence, in your presence. Oh, I tremble, I tremble. In your presence, in your presence.
Yes, yes, I tremble. You ought to tremble. You ought to be fearful of God, the great God above. We have got to be fearful of him. He is the one, only, true, living God, believe it or not. I was hearing from David. I hope to hear from him. And we continue. Hopefully you'll love this one. Papa San, he sings for you.
Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Keep me up and walk again, yeah. Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Keep me up and walk again, yeah. Jesus, I out. Oh, Lord, you're the only one. Why me only not so long? Every time I play my life to my friends, they play some but they never learn a song. Yeah, oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me only not so very long. Every time I play my life to my friends, they play some but they never learn a song. Yeah, my life is like a nightmare on the future, like a dream. It's up in and then it goes somewhere in between. This flesh rises up and so I create the scene. Problem. Then don't the road make a go your them back again. Me not talk about the street with the young with them. Don't be wonder if some of them are me friends and them like a say, oh, oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me only not so long. Hey, 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 every time I pay my life to my friends, them things up but they never learn the song. Yeah, oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me only not so long. Hey, hey, hey.
First time I heard was in Atlanta, to be honest with you. and I loved it ever since. Papa San, Gone Gospel, Jesus Make Me Smile Again. Well, come on, boys, come on. Jesus is...
Jesus,
going gospel, the mighty Slinger Francisco Sparrow.
He was heaven sent. He gave his life for a helpless man. Rich or poor, big or small, he was savior to all. He was there anytime called. What a divine to relate. Some more wise, some more great. Jesus Christ was the most predominant. When he walks up on the water, when he caught his betrayer, he from time to heal the blind, he turned water into wine. That was all that made it good, Lord, Lord. He taught us how to pray for salvation till our judgment day. To be humble and meek, to be kind, not to be weak. Yeah, no evil, not evil. Round in mystery he came, in perplexity reign, till Judas has his mistakes of shame. When he come the angry ocean, when he saved the adulterous woman from the immaculate conception, crucifixion and resurrection, the part of the miracle of God. You're a king of love, Messiah from in the realms above. Oh, heavenly King, he redeemed us from sin, immortal and nothing. Everlasting in peace, the Holy Eucharist, and his blessings that just will cease. Oh, the parting of the Red Sea, and the cleansing of leprosy, all the priests and them getting up when he resurrected Lazarus. That was another miracle of our Lord. From heaven above, he came with love. So praise his name, his holy name. Stand up for Jesus. Wave your hand for Jesus. Oh, holy Jesus. Oh, worthy Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus. Heavenly Jesus. He's kind and gentle. He's quite capable to show his mettle to the wicked devil. Say it one more time now. Glory be to God and to the Son spreading his morning glory. Thy kingdom cannot fail. Love will always prevail. Not to conquer with you on any scale. Evildoers won't get by. No matter how hard they try. The man who says from the scripture don't die. Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat. When David slew Goliath, how many waves swallowed Jonah, and he couldn't enjoy his dinner. That was another miracle from our Lord. From heaven above, he came with love. From heaven above, he came with love. So praise his name, his holy name. So praise his name, his holy name. Stand up for Jesus.
It's his birthday, and we are serenading him. Man, Sparrow has a song for every occasion, believe it or not. And he's gone gospel. My word, I was jumping. I'm still jumping. Some more Sparrow. Come on, Sparrow.
Oh, blessed Jesus. Oh, sacred Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Offended Jesus. Exalted Jesus. Immortal Jesus, we love you, Jesus. It's only now I see the Lord above was best in me. It might sound like a joke, my sins have been forgiven. Mysterious, that's how he works. Let the voice of love from the heavens above call and touch my soul, and it makes me whole. Hallelujah. He told me, mend your ways, otherwise I'm going to scold you. Mend your ways, I'll let the police hold you. Mend your ways, and I'll make your wife control you. Mend your ways, follow my commandments and the Lord's covenants. Do so no longer.
He lifts you to the top.
I will forsake you not. The very young to the very old is welcome to the fold. No doubt we are all at home. To the critics of the crucifix and the hypocrites, remember the who's become sin cast for strong. Do you believe he's too big for us? Do you believe he's fair and just? He's our King and Heavenly Host, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Tell me, do you believe? We need your guidance for deliverance. Yours is the glory. Show us thy mercy, your divine fellowship. We kneel and worship. Oh yeah, yeah, your love is a treasure. By any measure, now stand up for Jesus. Your hand for Jesus. Do a little dance song for Jesus. Do a little dance song for Jesus. Oh, say to Jesus. Yeah, have mercy on us. Never neglect us. Forever protect us.
Woo, your love is so precious. Yes, King Jesus, King Jesus. Well, folks, that's exactly where we are going to be ending this inspirational portion this morning. We rounded it out with the boy, the mighty Sparrow, San Francisco, having a birthday today. And like I said just a moment ago, Sparrow has a song for all occasions. And here he is this morning, lending his voice on the inspirational portion, and for that we're grateful. Well, again, want to say good morning to all the folks, and especially Donna, who came in and graced us with her audible merchandise, of course, Leon, and those of you who want to continue listening, of course, they can stay. We have sports coming up right about now, and after that, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes placed on this date. And that's going to be coming your way. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson. But for now, we are going to turn to sports. So rally, rally, rally around the West End.
Stephen Smith
he was not out on 145. The Evergreen Smith, he reminded me of Stephen Waugh. Those guys, they would bat for me any day, any hour, twice on Sundays. So again, Stephen Smith started off in Australia as a bowler. Leg spin, doubly, comes up and bowl. I remember telling King Ellie Matt, when I saw that guy, I said, leg spinner? I said, that guy is going to be a batsman, batting way down the order. And I guarantee that guy is going to captain Australia. I don't know what made me say that. I didn't see him captain, didn't see him. But I looked at his face and I just felt like he's going to make it big. And what bowler? Come on, man. So said, so done. Captain Australia. And right now he's in the team just as a regular player and still doing good for his country. Again, 145. I did say someone took some wickets there. Let's see if we can get into that. I remember hearing that. Let's see the bowlers. Where are we with the bowlers? Bowlers. Where are you? Yes, indeed. Yes, Jawasura. He got 6 for 118 from his 36 overs. So tomorrow you're going to hear much more about that. We're just going to bring you in brief. But it was worth noting. A 5-wicket haul is always noted. Here it is. This young man would have pulled up all of 6 wickets. Let's see what else we have here. We have... Well, we're going to go on the local scene. The USA, there's some voting that is going on right now, but you're going to hear much more about that tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So just want you to know that cricket here in the USA, of course, it's up and swinging. As a matter of fact, we should begin to see about cricket because India is going to come to Lord Hill on the 6th and the 7th of August. Just a few ticks away on the clock and they will be here playing 2 T20 matches. So folks, in our neighborhood, we're going to have India versus the West Indies. Not sure India is going to be presenting their full team, but they ought to. Because they're struggling right now in the T20 match against England, like I said. They were 60 without loss, and now they're 69 for 3. So they've got to really come good, especially in the point standings. Anything else on sport? For cricket, we know local cricket continues here on this. The CRP, that's the Central Ball Regional Park. There's matches on the outfield tomorrow. 2 matches, as a matter of fact. Starting at 10 and the other at 2:15. Now we have the sports park down at Oakland Park and the university. There's a match going to be here also. And over in Palm Beach, for those who are further away, Palm Beach, they're having matches over there as well. I think that's it for cricket. I don't know if any trimming is there. Let's see if Cardinal is on here with us. Let us see. Is he here yet? No, he's not sure of us yet. So, in terms of sports, I think we're going to pretty much call it a wrap. But again, I'm going to urge you to tune tomorrow to the cricket show to get full sports. And again, there's not going to be a special guest as far as I know. I'm still part of that show for your information, just in case folks are wondering why I'm promoting that show. No. That's our sister station. They strictly deal with sports at that end. We, on the Saturday morning show, we are the entertainers over here. Separate and apart, but at the same time, we still have a togetherness. And each one teach one, each one help one. That's how it is for now. Well, we're still running on the West Indies until time and coming. End the sports that way.
We ruled the cricket world. Now the rule seems coming to an end. But down here, just a chink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone. And the run don't come as if
get some trimmings here. We have one of the heavyweights who has graced us with his presence. His hand is up. That's Mr. Dennis coming in to put on the heat over there in Southern California. It is PJs, I dare tell you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Mr. Heat. How are you, sir?
Good morning to you, Ivor. I am doing well, cooling out and trying to unbutton the jammies, you know, because it's still sleep time for me out here in California. Anyway, I'm happy to be, you know, joining you this morning, and one or two little bits and nuggets of cricket news for you.
We have, by all means,
many folks will perhaps be aware that we have the Toyota Minor League is now back in full swing, and this is about the third week of the program. And today there are some games that few people might still find, you know, interesting to visit. For example, in East Bay Blazers will be playing the Golden State Grizzlies at 10 a.m. today at Morgan Hill. We have the Chicago Tigers and the Dallas Mustangs playing at 10 a.m., although I'm not sure of the venue there. They didn't publish that. Atlanta Fire is taking on... Now, that one looks like a duplicate. Manhattan Yorkers taking on New Jersey Cavaliers at Mercer County Stadium, field number four at 2 p.m. We have New England Eagles against New Jersey Stallions at Keeney Park at 2 p.m. Orlando Galaxy against Fort Lauderdale at Silver Star Recreation Ground at 2 p.m. Empire State Titans take on the Philadelphia Idlewild Park at 2 p.m. Silicon Valley Strikers take on the San Diego Surf Riders at 2:30 p.m. today. And the St. Louis American takes on the Houston Hurricanes, although that venue has not been indicated, and that's at 2:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the 10th, we have St. Louis Americans and Dallas Mustangs. Again, at 10 a.m., the venue has not been published. Morgan Hill, tomorrow, 10 a.m., Golden State takes on the Grizzlies, the Golden State Grizzlies takes on the San Diego Surfriders. And Keeney Park tomorrow, New Jersey Stallions take on New England Eagles at 11. Orlando Galaxy tomorrow at Silver Star Rec, 11 a.m. playing Fort Lauderdale Lions. New Jersey Cavaliers and the Empire State go at it at the Howell Complex, 2 p.m. tomorrow. Chicago Tigers takes on the Houston Hurricanes, venue to be determined at 2:30 p.m. Silicon Valley Strikers and East Bay Blazers, Morgan Hill at 2:30. Also, interesting that your listeners and viewers should perhaps be aware of, the CWI Under-19 series is in full swing. This is where the Under-19 women, I should say, are all in a series with six regional teams, that is Jamaica, Windward Island, Guyana, Trinidad, Tobago, Leeward, Windward, and of course the USA have been invited. And the matches played so far, I've been fortunate to catch just a brief glimpse of the games. And what I've seen is, it is not scintillating cricket. However, for me, it is interesting that we are now getting our young women involved in the game. And that is what makes me happy to look at this. And these games are carried live on the Cricket West Indies YouTube channels. And there are matches going on today and right through to the 17th of July. So I would encourage anyone who have the time to stop by and take a look, because these matches will give us an insight into future stars developing in the matches. I mean, currently, the United States team is top of the table, top of the seventh. They've played three matches with two victories, and they're on top of the league. And I think it's Barbados, Trinidad, Guyana, Jamaica, leeward Windward Islands. So victories for Barbados over Guyana, Jamaica lost to the U.S., you know, Trinidad beat the Leeward Islands, you know, Windward beat the USA. Oh, sorry, my apologies there. The USA actually won over the Windward, and Leeward Islands lost to Guyana, and Barbados has lost to Trinidad and Tobago. Overall, Ivor, this is certainly very, very interesting to see, only because the development of the young ladies is so very evident. They have a long way to go, but that's not to decry, or that's not to poke negative vibes on them, because I'm very happy to see the growth. Currently, India is at 84-3, and I think you already gave the test scores, but for now, I think
yes,
that is a little contribution for you there. I know that.
Yes, everyone.
We're
thank
looking
you.
Forward to
this coming through. Okay, I'll finish.
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you folks tomorrow on the cricket show, and you can call in. It's 515-605-9850. You push the one, you'll be audible. And, of course, that's when the heavyweight comes in for full 3 hours, from 6 until 9 in the p.m. So, folks, that's where we're going to end sports this morning. We want to thank you, Dennis, for coming in. Put the trimmings on the sports here this morning. But we have Cardinal. He is on with us. And, of course, he has to greet his many fans. And we're going to go straight into birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, events that would have taken place on this day. So, Mr. Mills, I want to say good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the entertainment show comes for you from the platform of the Caribbean Global Voice. Well, let me just go ahead and say good morning to those special friends where I repeatedly tell you, keep us on our toes, keep us inspired, and keep us and continue to let us know how well we're doing and well we're not doing. So I'm going to start with the New York crowd and say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon and Lady Bubsy. They should have be having nice warm weather up there in New York by now, because it's bleaching hot here, but I guess the weather has been changing. But enjoy it nevertheless. I'm going to go over to St. Martin when we say good morning to Irma. Irma recovering over there in St. Martin. How hoping that you're doing that, you know, really well. Let me say also good morning to Carlos, my good man Carlos, there in St. Martin, and all the other fans in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and the fans in St. Kitts. Just coming off of a nice breather in the form of music festival. Maybe, as Lynette will tell us later, maybe they're going to go up into the conflicts of political warfare. But good morning to you nevertheless. Do it well, do it peacefully. It can be done. I'm going to go on over to Nevis and I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. The people in Nevis are gearing up for upcoming Culturama 45. Hope you have a great time and hope that it doesn't result in one of those new spikes that we are hearing about. We're hearing about the increase in COVID infections and hospitalizations. I'm hoping that is not going to be the event surrounding Culturama. It's all meant to be a celebration and done in all good fun. Let me go on over to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel over in the UK, even though she's at this time vacationing in Nevis. and I'm hoping that she's having a great time over there. I'm sure she will. And, you know, take care of all the fans. Nevertheless, I got to say good morning to all the fans in the UK. And, you know, Omel has been our ambassador over in the UK, introducing our program to friends and family members over there. So I'm saying good morning to them as well. I still have to say good morning to the UK. I'm going to step across and say good morning to the people in the UK. In Fort Lauderdale, good morning, Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, little brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. And let me say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is showing really well. We haven't heard from him for a little while, but, you know, they say no news is good news. Well, we're hoping that's the good news. I'm going to go on down right in the southwest, so I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I'm hoping you're getting a good taste of the West Indies upward performance. Well, let's hope it is. Let's hope that it is upward, at least. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara in Georgia, and hoping that they are having a great time with us this morning as well. You know, this show is for them, so let me hope that. And if they're not having a good time with the show, they're going to let me know. They won't hesitate. That's why we call them special fans. Good morning to you. And I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Oh, she's been bellowing me this weekend with all sorts of funny jokes. Good morning, Yvonne. I just hope that you're laughing as much as I am and having a great time just living it up. Good morning. And finally, let me say good morning to the latest fan of the Inspiration Hour, Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Hope you're having a great time with us this morning. You could listen to the rest of the show as well, and I know you do, but just a reminder. And with that said, all the fans, friends, supporters, to you, join us. Ivor's got a great show for you. Share with us. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed, Cardinal. We want to thank you for that introduction. I see no new person made Cardinal Dean's list. So, folks, you have to find out the criteria. What do you have to do to get onto the list of the special fans? I myself am trying to get on there. I don't know what I have to do. I haven't been told. But nonetheless, does this bring to mind anything? July 1935, and I emphasize July. Does that birth date bring to mind anything for you, Cardinal? Yes, indeed, it does.
July 1935. I don't remember July a lot, you know.
You don't remember July a lot, but then you're out of the loop because the greatest one of them who would have ever held a mic in his hand, singing calypso, ballad, soca. His name is Ringer Francisco, also known as the Mighty Sparrow, been dubbed as the Calypso King of the world. How can you not know July 9th? And of course, 1935. And I'm going to tell you why you will remember 1935. Because Byron Lee was also born in 1935. He was born in June, as a matter of fact, just a few days before the great one, King Sparrow. And when the Sparrow met the Dragon, do you remember that album? It was like they were neck and neck. The Sparrow meets the Dragon. July comes to the fore again with the great one. And there can only be one number one. And like I said, July is the first month of the second half of the year. There can only be one first. So, in other words, August, September, October, November, they get lost in the shuffle between July and December.
So I think we ought to sing happy birthday to the mighty Sparrow. Don't you think? Don't you think you'd be?
Yes, right? of course. But you said that Byron Lee cleared that. All right, and by making the better choice, you're saying you decided to come in June instead of July? Go Sparrow. Anyway, I'm sure you would have liked to do this.
Yeah, Byron Lee. His parents made a little mistake. They gradually kicked them, came out early, came out in June. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He decided that he was going to come there in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really missed out. He missed out. Poor fellow. But anyway, he ended up being a Cancerian. How about that? Well, let's see if we can sing happy birthday for the folks. We sing happy birthday to you. So where are we? Let's see if we can have it coming up here.
This is your birthday song. Celebration all night long. May all your dreams come true. Sing out to Santa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday celebration. Party night. Feel the vibration. Light the fight.
Coming, you know, these little tricycle people have to move up. They have the big one. Donna B, she says she's not going to change her color. She will ever be brown. Donna B, good morning again. I'm not going to miss you tonight. 7-9-9.
Good morning. I'm here walking to work, but as I hear the birthdays, I must shout out two persons who are celebrating today. That's my niece, Tarima Douglas, there in New Jersey, and my Uncle Chippy over in Nevis. So those are my two celebrants for today. And yesterday we had Kyla there in Florida, my niece, Kyla Brown, celebrated yesterday.
Yes.
So she made it sweet 16 yesterday.
Oh, there it is. Yes, I saw the Nevis Association of South Florida picnic. Yes.
Yes.
Everyone just went up so fast.
Yep. She sure did. Yeah. So, those are my celebrants today.
Okay, very well. Well,
thank you, Dana.
We're starting on that kicked over. Cardinal, you can go ahead and take it away. Take it away, my friend, my brother.
Yes, today is the July 9th. The 190th day. We're almost taking 200 days away in 2022. The 190th day of 2022. Moving along quickly. Okay, here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes and events for today. Out of Australia, we have the birthday of Bill Tallon, Trish Dawson, a female cricketer, Sean Marsh, still an active cricketer. Out of England, George Gary, Betty Snowball. Out of India, Amrita Shinde, and Venkapathi Raju, Sanjeeva Rao, who's an umpire. Out of the West Indies, Ian Bradshaw, out of Barbados, Auckland Hector, out of Saint Kitts, you remember him. John Ross Charles Campbell, out of Saint Kitts. Out of New Zealand, B.J. Watling. And out of Canada, Dilbar Singh, after Shamsuddin. Out of South of Africa, Roy McLean. Out of Ireland, Nathan Smith. Out of the USA, Jermaine Levine. And today, as Ivor just told you earlier, is the birthday of the mighty Sparrow, born Slinger Francisco in Grenada. Grew up in Trinidad and made his world fame out of Trinidad through his calypso music. Rufus Lewis, the father of Ed and Roll Lewis. He's 95 years old. Tom Hanks, an American movie actor, and rock singer and movie actress Courtney Love. Fred Savage, a TV actor out of the Wonder Years. O.J. Simpson, a name that is written in history. An American football player and later broadcaster, named infamous in history. And then might have been famous as well because he was the first black man to be acquitted after being accused of killing white people. Kylie Williams was a pop singer. Kevin Nash, World WCW and WWE Hall of Famer as a wrestler. Jordan Belfort, self-help author. Kevin O'Leary, a Canadian entrepreneur known for the Shark Tank. Jimmy Smith, an American actor. He's known in L.A. Law. Richard Roundtree. You remember Richard Roundtree as an African-American actor. You remember Richard Roundtree as Shaft and other things in the movies. Jesse Waters, a political commentator for Fox News. Lindsey Graham, you're hearing that name a lot, a politician. Edward Heath, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of the UK in Britain. You remember that he was the one who orchestrated a plan to register the birth of all Caribbean people who were born in England, register their birth in Jamaica. Governor Mbeki, the African National Congress and anti-apartheid activist and father of former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, was born in 1910. In 1572, a Catholic priest was hanged in Gorkum, South Holland. In 1776, the Declaration of Independence is read to George Washington's troops in New York. In 1780, Denmark declares neutrality, joining the First League of Armed Neutrality to protect shipping. See, they're protecting the property here. In 1795, James Swan pays off the debt, the U.S. national debt of $2,024,899. Wow. Where he get all the money from? In 1795. You know, same route. They made it the old-fashioned way. In 1852, a fire destroyed 1,100 construction sites in Montreal, Canada. In 1867, an unsuccessful expedition led by E.D. Young sets out to search for Dr. Livingstone, a Scottish missionary and explorer. In 1868, the first African-American cabinet member in South Carolina, Francis Cardozo, as Secretary of State. In 1877, the first ever Wimbledon tennis championship begins. It was only a male championship at the time. And 123 years later, Venus Williams captured her first Wimbledon title on the 9th of July, 2000. Serena would follow that up later. Okay, but we hear about that. So it was an all-male tournament, and for years it remained all-white. And 123 years later, we see Venus Williams taking the championship on the 9th of July, 2000, and did it several times after that. She enjoyed it so much. In 1893, heart surgeon Dr. Daniel Williams repairs the torn pericardium of a knife wound patient, James Cornish, without penicillin or blood transfusion. 1916, the first cargo submarine to cross the Atlantic arrives in U.S. from Germany. In 1926, Chiang Kai-shek was appointed to the National Revolutionary Supreme Commander in China. In 1947, the engagement of Britain's Princess Elizabeth, who later became Elizabeth II and is currently sitting on the British throne, to Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, Philip, my dear, 1953. First helicopter passenger service in New York in 1955. Dick Clark's first appearance as host of the American Bandstand in 1965. English cricketer John Edrich completes 310 not out against New Zealand in 532 minutes. I heard a story about John Edwards and how he met his wife sometime earlier. He made the score with 52 fours and 5 sixes. In 1968, Will Chamberlain becomes the first reigning NBA MVP to be traded the next season when he moves from Philadelphia 76ers to the LA Lakers. In 1972, Kwame Nkrumah was reburied in Crawford, Ghana, where he was born. In 1976, England was all out for 71 versus West Indies at Old Trafford, with Michael Holding taking 7 5 for 17 from 15 overs. In 1982, Michael Fagan breaks into the Buckingham Palace and enters the Queen's bedroom. Oh, you remember that, Philip, my dear. Sparrow was there again. In 1982, Ian Botham, while Fagan was breaking into the Queen's bedroom, Ian Botham was scoring 208 from 225 balls versus India at the Oval. In 1990, New Zealand cricket legend Richard Hadlee, playing in his final test match, takes 5 for 50 in the third test versus England at Edgbaston to end his test career with 431 wickets. In 1991, South Africa was readmitted to the Olympics. In 2002, the African Union is established in Addis Ababa, South Africa. I don't think that's correct. The African Union was established in 1963. You know, but there were several attempts afterwards to destroy it. And some of those attempts had been successful, such as the assassination of Kwame Nkrumah. It's many of its leaders were assassinated after the first Pan-African Conference in Addis Ababa in 1963. So the 2002 was a reinstitution. And then we had another attempt at reinstitution earlier this, I should say, was it last year or was it earlier this year, when our Prime Minister out of Barbados gave that resounding speech. The first chairman is Thabo Mbeki, the president of South Africa. Okay, so that's a little bit incorrect there. In 2011, the South Sudan gains independence and secedes from the Sudan. Remember the conflict that arose out of that. In 2014, Joko Widodo is selected president of Indonesia. In 2016, Serena Williams, again on July 9th, Serena Williams beats Angelique Kerber 7-5-6-3 at Wimbledon, to equaling Steffi Graf's record of 22 Grand Slam titles. In 2017, CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, is the first owner of Tesla's first market electrical car, the Model 3. In 2018, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi proclaims victory over the Islamic State forces in Mosul. In 2018, U.S. President Donald Trump names Brett Kavanaugh as his Supreme Court nominee. In 2018, hedge fund billionaire David Tepper buys Carolina Panthers for the NFL record price of $2.275 billion. In 2021, Death Valley, California, reaches temperatures of 130 degrees, one of the highest temperatures ever recorded on the earth. Climate change, you say? Maybe. That's it for history, birthdays, and historical notes. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. We want to thank you for the Cardinal and the compliments, Mr. Audley Watson, and be reminded that Audley comes in on the heavyweight with the heavyweights tomorrow on the cricket show. It's an inside edge that you would not want to miss. Comes in just after 6 o'clock, and telling you he always has something to offer. We're standing by for Debbie and Dawn. They're coming up shortly at 10:45. They'll be telling us what's happening over there at Antigua and Barbuda by way of their contributions to the less fortunate. I think they should be here shortly. It is now just a minute away or so from that. So we'll greet them with their theme song. So I expect to hear the voice. And of course you'll hear the voice of Debbie as well. Dawn, she does most of the singing on this one. She's pushing Michael Jackson aside and saying, I'm going to have to sing because I remember my father.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them. And think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
make it a better place.
Yes, make this world a better place. And we have two females, and I emphasize females, who are leading that charge in trying to make this world a better place. The world is not as big as we think it is. It's just taking up a global space. And for that, we're bringing the world closer. None other better to do it than Debbie and Dawn.
Welcome to the Caribbean Global Voices. You are on. The world is listening. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Greetings to all of our listening audiences out there. Thank you, gentlemen, for every Saturday for having us on. And we, you know, I do love our team song. I must say you chose the right song for us. It gives me great pleasure when I come on Saturday and I hear it, and it lifts my spirit. And I hope everyone that's out there that's listening will know that, you know, Antiguans and Barbudans, we do need help. We are here in the diaspora, out in the United States and other parts of the world. And we look and we see the plight of some of our brothers and sisters, our nieces, our nephews, our cousins, because they're all our children. We are part of a village that really needs help. So right now we're in the quest of trying to get back-to-school items together. We have, you know, we've got to thank Authentic Caribbean, who is leading the charge with us this year to help us to get book bags, etc. down. So if anyone would like to help, please connect with us. We're also still doing our food drive, papers, anything that you will to send down, please connect with us, myself or Dawn. We thank all the members of Antigua and Barbuda and Cares, Dawn, Tracy, Travis, Farai, Veronica, Earl. And I don't know if I'm forgetting anyone this morning because I'm not on the page. But we also want to thank him, you know, anyone that's outside that's listening to us, that we have the three foundations and the three charity organizations that we have in Antigua, the Smile Foundation, which Shanita Joseph, we have Pastor Wendell Pete at the Church of Refuge Ministries down in the Grace Farm area, and we have the soup every day, 7 days a week. I didn't even realize that they do feed 7 days a week, even on Saturdays and Sundays. They offer breakfast to those less fortunate that you can go and get something to eat. So, you know, a lot of times I work with different organizations and I work with young people, and each person always have a favorite charity or something that touches their heart. So I hope one of these three touches someone's heart today, and they say, well, I would like to take care of this particular thing for this charity. The Smile Foundation, they give out food once a month, hot meal once a month, but they go from house to house with young mothers to provide them with baby items. I was just watching something the other day with Shanita. She was at the hospital giving out a gift basket to a young mother. A lot of the young mothers in Antigua are struggling now to, after they have the babies, to get something done. Pastor Pete, his food pantry is drying up. Anyone that would like to donate, you know, dry food to the food, to him, it would be greatly appreciated. And the soup kitchen, once again, they serve a hot meal every day. If you're here, you can send him a donation. And he doesn't take monetary donations. You can send it directly to one of the supermarkets. He'll pick up the food, cook it, and that's how people are fed in Antigua. If you have family in Antigua, you say, listen, cook a meal and take it down to the soup kitchen. Or you say to your family in Antigua, you know, some of those canned goods that you have sitting there, you know what, I hear about this, you know, call the Smile Foundation or the House of Refuge and, you know, donate something to them. Encourage your young children to start donating. No matter how young children are, sometimes they have a heart of giving, you know. So start encouraging them on this side. But once again, just wanted to go back and say we're looking for back to school items. School all over the world right now are in full swing. There are no more hybrid classes. Everybody is in person, and the same is said to Antigua. So these kids are going to need everything going back to school, from books to pencils to lab, you know, tablets to glue to sanitary sanitizers, et cetera, napkins. All these things are needed. So if you're out there and you're listening, we really thank you that you will want to donate. You can reach me at Debbie Simon on Facebook, or my email address is debbycmpbllnyc@aol.com. Or I'm on WhatsApp under the same number, 845-820-6598. And just wanted to also, you know, every week we come on and we hear you gentlemen wish everybody happy birthday, whoever is celebrating birthdays today. I have a great niece, Danielle Thomas in Antigua. Want to wish her a happy birthday today and make God bless and favor her with many more. And anyone else who's celebrating, want to wish them happy birthday. Dawn?
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. It gives me a great pleasure for Heal the World because the world needs to be healed. And I'm really grateful for that song and your radio station for sponsoring us every Saturday. I just wanted everybody to know that we are fired up. Debbie and I are fired up for our country, Antigua and Barbuda. And I want you guys to know that we are always here and ready and available to assist in helping whatever we can afford to get or whatever donations we get. We know that you guys are leaning on us. I know you guys have been asking about us. I speak with Shanita, Pastor Peace, to find out the needs of our people in Antigua, and I tell you, it is a great need. Those of us in the diaspora, please assist as much as you can. Please assist as much as you can. We do have a partnership when we are needing him, and this is Mr. Chef Nigel Joseph. Let's say you're there in Antigua or even overseas and you wanted to donate a meal to the Smile Foundation or give some canned goods out. He is ready and available to prepare the meal either to the Smile Foundation, and they'll distribute it out. Hopefully pretty soon we'll be having a fundraiser, and he's already committed and dedicated to assisting. So we do have people there that understand, that are already helping at the soup kitchen, but he has extended himself in also to help the Smile Foundation and us, Antiguan and Barbados care team, when we have functions as well. So we want to thank him for that because he came across to us very well, and he's right there in Antigua. So you don't have to be here in the United States to do anything if you don't want to, but if you have somebody there locally, and if you guys say, listen, I want to donate something. I want to donate a cooked meal, and I'll have the chef prepare it. He will be able to do that for you guys, okay, reasonably, on a real, you know, on a margin, whatever budget that he has to work with you individually. So there is an opportunity for you to donate, especially from anywhere in the United States or even Canada, England, wherever you speak, you're listening in today from, or even in the Caribbean islands. And if God moves you to do this, please act upon it. My name again is Dawn Cochrane Curtin. My phone number is 785-554-5628. Email is Curtin, Curton, 697@gmail.com. Also, we do have Cash App in case you all are interested in calling us and donating. Anything that we get is much appreciated. It doesn't matter the amount because all of us put together and then it creates an opportunity for us to be able to do some shipping or do anything that we need to do. So it takes a whole village in order for this to happen. And so we're still a part of the village, and we want the village to reply, respond, and act upon what they're listening to today, because we never know the opportunity and the time or the hour when we would get into that situation. So we know that we love our people, especially the people that are down there that are helping in any form or way. I'd like to also say thank you to all of the people. I do watch that, and we do get tagged on Facebook. Mr. Rage, he is the one that's in charge of the soup kitchen, and so whenever he does something, Debbie and I get to know what's going on. So even though we're not physically there, we're able to keep track of what's happening at that soup kitchen. And so we do want to thank you all of those who have already contributed in some kind of way or form. God bless all of you. You know, it is better to give than to receive. Blessings are always coming towards you, especially when God sees your work. So I just wanted to let you guys know that we are fired up, excited, ready to go. Give us a call. Send us an email. And if you just need to, you know, say, listen, I only have 10 items. I only have 20 items. Get with your friends. Get with the church. We can have some help for you guys as to where you can ship it from out of Florida, and then we'll direct you on how to send it on through. So these are the things that are important. We are taking donations. It can be monetary donations. And I just gave you my number. Debbie just gave you her number and email as well. And so we look forward to getting something, hearing from you guys. Reach out and touch somebody else that's in need. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed weekend. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, would you like to add anything, ma'am?
No, just be, you know, like you said, heal the world, be safe and be well. And we love you. Thank you.
Okay, anyone have any questions for us?
Not from this end.
Thank you.
Yep,
That's it. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Are you hearing me? Folks, hold there. You're echoing.
I'm hearing you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Take it over, Ivan. I shut down here.
Ivan?
He may want to just go ahead and just
with
the ladies.
Hello, Iva.
Somebody. Iva, somebody sent to this person.
Ivor, you're not coming through.
Yes, okay. No, I stepped out a little bit to get some technical stuff back here. So I was asking you guys to just sign on, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, Ivor.
Yeah, go ahead then. Send off the ladies then, please.
Okay. Well, you know, Ivor, for several months ago, the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group appeared on our program. At that time, they were launching their appeal for the Antigua and Barbuda community. The appeal was then and still is today for material and financial support, including school books. The group is supported by Debbie Simon Campbell and Don Curtin, and of course, their assistants and helpers out there in Antigua and Barbuda. These two selfless ladies are with us again today, have been with us. And I want to say, in whatever way you can, and listeners, please reach out and help. Your support is greatly appreciated by all, Debbie Simon, and of course, those who receive whatever contribution you may choose to give. So thank you once again to Debbie and Dawn for being here. Congratulations and keep up the good work. We appreciate it, and I'm quite sure that the folks in Antigua and Barbuda also appreciate it. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you. And again, we want to thank all the listeners and all the contributors, and especially in this month, the best month of the year. So really, get it on. Yes, July. You know, today is the 95th birthday. He's all of 87 years of age today. The singer Francisco, we all grew up on the Mighty Sproul, and, you know, he sings gospel as well. We serenaded him this morning. So his mother and father chose the best month. But Cardinal said that Byron Lee, mother and father, made a mistake and born him just a few days before July came. So he was born in June, in the same year as Sproul, 1935.
Okay.
<Yes.
laughs> I love that story.
There you go. Yes, and that's why we're here, Saturday morning entertainment show. You know, of course, we want to thank you ladies as usual coming through doing this humanitarian work. We don't have to wait for the hurricanes now. We don't have to wait for pandemics. It's an ongoing thing, and I know that your efforts are not going to be gone unnoticed. They're noted. And there's a good Lord up above. He knows your motives, and he knows that your hearts are pure and clean, and you're here for the survival of the less fortunate. And for that, I'm going to say you ladies are blessed. So be blessed and stay focused. Wherever you are, let's hope that it's not too hot. But if it's hot, you can always, you know, get yourself cooled down. Stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
And what have you, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. We always look forward to you coming in at 10:45. And you're always on time. I like
Thank
punctuality.
You.
I like that. We love that. We can depend on you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, well, Cardinal, you have a commentary for us, and I think it's about time that we let the folks know what's up for the commentary, and after that, we'll really open the lines and get a topic going until high noon. We're here until high noon, and folks, every Saturday from 9 until 12, Caribbean Global Voices, we are here with you, to be with you, to entertain you, to educate you, and to inform you. And now we're going to have Cardinal to tell us what's in his mind. Come on in.
I keep the trend of commentary consistent with the concept of our platform of Caribbean Global Voices. Now, considering the retrogressive mentality that pervades the Caribbean today, it is difficult to believe that the environment of progressive expression that immediately preceded it. But those who grew up with me in the 60s and 70s may remember the many voices of leadership passionately advocating the liberation of the people whose lives had been devastated by European colonialism. I mean, I'm not even sure that I have to make a list of those voices, but they were coming out from all corners of the world. Out of Asia, you had people like Ho Chi Minh. Out of the United States, you had people like Malcolm X, Kwame Nkrumah. Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael. You had the Black Panther Party. And out of Africa, you had a whole host of voices in the form of Nelson Mandela, the African National Congress, Thabo Mbeki, who we heard of earlier, Kaunda, Jomo Kenyatta, Julius Nyerere. But one of the voices that I particularly want to address today was that of Kwame Nkrumah. Nkrumah, now it's not that the resistance to European dominance had not been advocated before. After all, you know, we had the independence of Haiti all the way back in 1804. The 1960s saw a surge of black expression that left us with the confidence and the belief that the quest for the liberation of formerly colonized people was at the point of no return. And among these many voices, like I said before, that sparked the passion for liberation is voice of Kwame Nkrumah. Nkrumah secured the independence of Ghana, formerly known as the Gold Coast under British rule, in 1957. And that's when he changed the name back from the Gold Coast to Ghana. That was in memory and in celebration and in recognition of the earlier empire that had been established in that region before, the Empire of Ghana. For those of us who are aware of our African history, we are aware of the great empires or kingdoms of Mali, Songhai, and Ghana. You know, magnificent civilizations. As a matter of fact, one of the standouts in the Kingdom of Mali was the University of Sankore. Years after the triumphs of science in Egypt, the University of Sankore made some very strong and expressive medical advances. They were treating cancers. They were removing cataracts, eye surgery, removing cataracts successfully at the University of Sankore. So what we see of Africa today is not what Africa was prior to colonialism. So Kwame Nkrumah had the dedication of returning Africa to its glory. And while he was in school in Britain, he met with three men out of the Caribbean: H. Sylvester Williams, George Padmore, and C.L.R. James. If you don't remember any of those, you will remember C.L.R. James because you're cricket fans. And C.L.R. James gave us a view, an understanding of cricket, not as just a sport or a game, but as an expression of the liberation of a people. Now, I saw a clip a few days ago as Viv Richards received the Caribbean's most highest award. And what he said was truly amazing. He said, when I went out there on the field, I did not go out there just to represent me. I didn't even go out there just to represent the Caribbean. I went out there to represent all of the people who have been so subjected to the indignity, not quite his words, but that's what I got, to the indignity of European colonialism. And it seems to me, and that is why I use the word retrogressive mentality, and it seems to me that the generation of cricketers that we have today somehow have missed that point, who they are representing. And not only our cricketers, but our political leaders as well have completely missed that point of representing a people who have suffered the indignities of European colonialism. Most of them, I would think, are representing themselves. So when I talk about retrogression, I'm also talking about the performance of West Indies cricket on the world stage. And we've heard time and time again, we've turned the corner. We're looking forward to it. Even in this last series, we are hoping that something would have happened to take us through. But nobody is talking restoring that mentality that guided West Indies cricket to the zenith of its power. And you can remember how the West Indies performed in England in 1963. That who had vowed never to see themselves again as followers, but as leaders. Never again to perform on the world stage as if they were less than anybody else. That mentality that we were so absolutely sure had been cemented in the Caribbean has now completely gone. And like I said, it's not only gone from those ambassadors who represent us on the international stage as cricketers, it has gone from the mentality of those who represent us in the international stage as our political leaders. And I make no apology for saying that. Granted, I must at this point give credence to our latest prime minister and the latest of the prime minister of our latest republic, Barbados, Prime Minister Mia Mottley, who's taken a completely different stance at this time, and I'm hoping that all of our leaders in the Caribbean would follow and support her stance. Now, as I go on to say, this had been laid back in the 1970s. We were secure, or we were sure, we were confident that we would not return to the posture of looking like second-rated people or second-class citizens. But here it is with us today, because not just Kwame Nkrumah, not just C.L.R. James, not just H. Sylvester Williams, but prior to them, Marcus Garvey and Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Henri Christophe, and many others. So it is really kind of difficult for us to believe now that we have reached this stage of retrogressive mentality, where if CARICOM holds a meeting, the Caribbean community holds a meeting, the United States can come and tell them where to conduct that meeting and how and who can be invited. And don't say I don't know what I'm talking about, because it has happened before. As I recall, Kwame Nkrumah connected. He met with C.L.R. James, H. Sylvester Williams, and George Padmore in England while he was a student there. And this was in 1945. So when he became, these three men had first coined the term Pan-Africanism. And like I said, the term had not been coined before, but the philosophy had been established by Marcus Garvey when he said, Africa is for the African. So when Kwame Nkrumah returned to Ghana and secured the independence of Ghana, he decided that Pan-Africanism was going to be the political philosophy of the African continent. In that regard, he contacted all other leaders in Africa, including going up north to the Arabs and convincing them, look, you're Africans first and Arabs later, until people like Muammar Gaddafi, who knows the fact, embraced the fact that he was African over there in Libya. Remember before that they tell us Libya and Egypt were part of the Middle East? They said no. And Wasadat, they said no. These are part of the African Union. And so, when that dedication to the liberation of Africa started and included people like Julius Nyerere, Kenneth Kaunda, Jomo Kenyatta, Samora Machel, Thomas Sankara, when that organization began to take shape, the Europeans felt threatened. And so they started a series of assassinations. They started a series of cultivating unrest in African countries. Over there in Zimbabwe, we had Robert Mugabe, and he was dogged for the rest of his life. Over here in the Caribbean, we had many others. To revive the African Union has been counterposed by European influence. Nevertheless, let me make it clear that Kwame Nkrumah had laid the foundation and the idea that Pan-Africanism should have been the political philosophy of the African continent. Today, even today, Ghana still has a program whereby if you, as an African, left the Caribbean or whatever part of the the African diaspora where you would have been, and go back to Ghana, you can claim your African identity and live as a citizen of Ghana, and you would be awarded land for whatever you need it for. That program is still in place even today. Because the understanding was that if African people abroad needed to come back home, a space was made to accommodate them. The last attempt, previous to this last attempt in 2020 or 2021, to revive the African Union was made by Muammar Gaddafi, and he was murdered based on that. Political unrest was crafted in his country to secure his assassination. Kwame Nkrumah himself was assassinated by the use of a virus that gave him skin cancer. Tricky, huh? And we heard that, the same thing about Bob Marley, out there on the football field playing football, got sick with his toe and died from cancer. Later it is claimed that his assassin confessed that that is one of the murders that he really did not understand. But those who orchestrated his assassination knew exactly why. He was affording a message of liberation to African people everywhere. So with Kwame Nkrumah dead and those inclined the liberation of African people threatened, I think, and then those who decide that they were going to concede the legitimacy of white supremacy are sometimes rewarded handsomely. We have a regression in the mentality of African people and a suppression of human consciousness and passion for liberation, identity, and self-assertion. Real, a sad story. That's my thought.
Why do I keep fooling myself when I know you love someone else? That I don't see when you walk with him on the street. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit it, even though let you go, it's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit, even though
I'd let you go. It's no use.
You will be remembering the story of a visionary that created this continent gone.
To a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool.
Yes, indeed, only a fool breaks his own heart. And Colonel, I want to thank you for that commentary. And when we speak of history, I think you're going to be placed alongside those historians who would have made their contribution and would have made their mark along the way. So food for thought, especially when you mention C.L.R. James, and, you know, cricket comes to the fore, as usual, when you hear that name. Because he would have written a book. Don't know if any comments coming from anyone, depending on what you have to say, but we still have other things that are happening in the world today, and maybe we might just want to do something. Roe v. Wade, it is gone, done and dusted. Are we really taking away women's right? Does a man have a right to a woman's body in terms of dictating do's and don'ts, rights and wrong? I mean, where is this world headed in this advanced age and stage? Remember back in the primitive age, stone age, living under caves, and where some parts of the world are still living like this. I believe Russia is one of them, where they don't get world news. They get what they want you to hear and want you to see. But for the majority of the civilized world, I think we should have gone long past some of the things that are happening now. I'm a man, but I can't go stand and meet a man telling a woman how to go about her business. It reminds me of people sending me, I can own you, I can sell you, you're my property. Yet, we were birthed the same way. But because of the color of the skin, the color of the hair, the color of the eyes, white privilege, what have you, back in those days, that used to be the norm. And to make matters worse, some of us, the darker pigmentation, accepted and just decide, well, that's the way to go. There's no place better than here. We get in some food, we get a shelter, we get blows, but it's okay. But we've gone long past that, I would have thought. But having heard the comments even from a black man on the Supreme Court telling the worst is yet to come, I don't know. Folks, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We're here to entertain, educate, inform, and of course you too can be a part of it. 563-999-3693. Lend your voice.
Let me say this, Ivor. Yeah, let me say this.
Yes.
The what they call the overturning of Roe v. Wade is not a bigger crisis as they're making it out to be. There is a far more greater crisis that is facing this world, this nation, these peoples, than the overturning of Roe v. Wade. You, like you indicated, you know, you are discomforted by the idea that someone can say they own you, you are their property. But the social circumstances, the political and economic and other circumstances were created out of the idea of one person owning another are still in place. And that's the real crisis that we should be attending to. But we are falling short of that. You cannot resolve a problem by misdiagnosing it. Roe v. Wade is an expression, whether one way or the other, is an expression of a culture. And the fact that we are not attending the fact that we or this society, this social construct that we have, that we find ourselves in, is developed out of a culture of human degradation. And when I say human degradation, I'm talking about the dehumanization and devaluation of human beings. I'm talking about the disregard for human identity and value. The prescriptions which give some people a license to disregard my human identity are still in place. And that's the essence of the crisis. But nobody is attending it. So they are distracting us with comments about, oh, what a crisis Roe v. Wade is. There's a pre-existing crisis that is going to go on in spite of Roe v. Wade. There's a pre-existing crisis about black women not getting the kind of prenatal medical care that they're supposed to have, and many of them die in childbirth. But who's paying attention to that? Because somebody raised a crisis over Roe v. Wade being turned on and overturned.
All right. We just have a short time here, Cardinal. So let's go ahead and celebrate another woman here, because we have, what's her name? Rabakina. She has won the Women's Wimbledon Championship. Moscow-born to do that. So I don't know why they try to keep down the women, but here it is. Moscow is on the horizon. We have a new champion in Wimbledon with the ladies. And I forgot all about the tennis story this morning in brief, but you're gonna have much more of that on the cricket show tomorrow. Who is in the men's finals tomorrow?
I think it might be Djokovic, and what's the guy out of Australia's name?
I forgot to turn to tennis yesterday. Anyway, tomorrow brings up the men's championship. Djokovic is trying, how many he gone? Oh, 20, how much?
Do what?
In terms of championship, how much Djokovic gone? He's up there in some high numbers in Wimbledon.
He's in the 20s. He plays serious. Curious in the finals. Curious is into the finals. I think the next one is Djokovic. I'm not sure what the results were from yesterday.
Yeah, but it's Curious. That's the name. Yeah. It's not a regular name. So that's 9 o'clock tomorrow, folks. It's going to be in Center Court tomorrow. Yes. So by tomorrow evening, you'll know who is the champion there in the men's singles. So the doubles still have to be played, I think. But all eyes going to be on Djokovic. You know, he went through some stuff there with the COVID and all that stuff there when they're trying to bully the youngster to make him put something in his body that he himself feels like that's a foreign substance. Again, people, I don't understand why people sit down and formulate laws, where's the freedom of people, freedom of choice? I don't like it, man. I mean, some people have to let God do their work and let God judge and let God this and that. Because my mother used to say, you're born, you live, you're dead. You don't have to die. Just like that in that order. You're born, you live, you're dead. What happened in between? Give us as individual a chance to decide those things. The in-between is where you have the problem. The in-between. You're telling me you got pregnant. In-between, you guys can sit down over here and tell me, no, I don't care how that child come about, you must bring that. You, I need somebody to pull up the jail. Bring that one.
I don't know for what reason you're forcing somebody to do that. When a man gets up and says the world is overpopulated, then here comes coronavirus. But now you're telling me, shut down those things that can help the ladies, whether you call it Boston Clinic, you want to call it whatever. That's none of my business. I am dead serious about that. That between them and their God, and if you want to include the doctor or whoever, that's their business. I'm dead serious about that. Who am I to judge? Who are you to judge? A doctor tell you, boy, the fetus inside there ain't coming out whole, you know, autism now, for whatever reason, you're going to have some problem. I don't care what it is. That is their business. And forget about Christianity. Forget about whatever. We ain't reached to that part yet. It's still not your business. Let them answer to their God or to whomever. But I don't think it's nobody on this earth business. I'm dead serious about that. You have a choice to make. Yes.
Just wanted to. I heard you asking. I just heard you asking about the men's final tennis tomorrow. The final between Krigius, I think that's the pronunciation, and Djokovic.
Yes.
Did you get that?
I remember that. We spoke about it. Thanks anyway.
My apologies.
But that's going to be in Center Court tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And like I said, Djokovic is... We also spoke about
6 a.m.
the COVID and when they prevented him from, you know, contesting other tournaments.
French Open.
And, just another update on the England-India score. You probably have that. India made 100. Sorry, but India made 170 and England's now 11 for 1 after 2 overs.
Hi, folks. Do you have it? The match that is ongoing. By the way, do you have any special guests for tomorrow? Or is this going to be an open line?
No, at the moment, no special guest lined up for tomorrow, but we have the usual program filled with news, views, scores, and a lot of debate and commentating, and, of course, all the latest news, because, of course, tomorrow, the 10th, I think the West Indies will be playing their first ODI against Bangladesh and Guyana. So we have plenty on the plate for tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
a lot of people gonna have egg on the face tomorrow, Ivor, because last week
with the England victory,
you know, last week everyone predicted, India is gonna have this. I mean, they didn't give England half a chance.
That's
right. So,
well, I listened while I was on the way, and Virgil. Seem as if he was the only one there who thought that, you know, cricket's a funny old game. But I think he did say that Stokes would play a captain or not, but his prowess was not even needed because Root set Root and Bairstow just towed the line to get 2 centuries in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Both innings.
Magnificent performance.
But I like how you put it, egg in the face. What do you mean by that, though? I mean, you have to have 4 people.
A lot of people just decide that India was going to win. You know, I mean, despite the fact that England has showed it has amassed cricketers who could play cricket like West Indians, who could bat like West Indians. And Brandon Bairstow is doing that, and Joe Root has done that, and they have come back. Stokes was doing that for a while, but remember when they first heard that phrase was when Graham Gooch made 337 against Pakistan. You know, I mean, we heard Henry Blofeld say he batted like a West Indian. So we have England lining up cricketers who could bat like West Indians. It's only West Indies do have cricketers who are batting like West Indians. Because India is aspiring to that. You know, I've heard commentary that, you know, Rishabh Pant is the one that introduced a 2020 type scoring and
in test cricket. Oh no, I
without playing 2020 without 2020 cricket. And all of a sudden, people like Vic Richards and Desmond Haynes are completely forgotten.
No, man. You know. Then those guys would have done that, and Vic Richards was
exactly.
The master. Remember Vic Richards making a 60-yard there, 60-yard runs
in
quick 30, time to give the bowlers enough time.
Balls.
Yes.
In
That's why I tell you about Vic. Forget about the hundreds. Forget about these things. Vic used to bat to put his team in a position to win.
156 balls. You forget that. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, Rishabh Pant is the one who introduced 2020 type scoring in a test match. And,
well, it has to be somebody who's young and did not study the cricket to say something like that. I didn't even hear that. I didn't hear that.
Well,
I must have been away from,
know,
from the phone.
You know,
I listened in something, but then I can't speak. Donna.
It was anticipated.
We're almost out of time here, so let's leave some of this for the heavyweights tomorrow. Glad we got in a say here. But I should then talk about the opening batsman out of Jamaica there, Campbell. He seems to have run himself in some warm water. I don't know if he's that many hotter or cooler, but I think he would have missed two of those doping tests. He was supposed to show or whatever view, and he would have missed them too, and I think he's under the pump. I think he might be, if found guilty, he might be missing maybe a 2-year ban or something like that. Just when he seems
he's
coming around.
Here's my problem, though. Guilty of what?
I'm not
guilty of not showing up. Guilty of not showing up for a test?
No.
So,
well. Hold on. Let me see if I understand it.
Because remember that's what they banned Russell for, you know.
Right.
They didn't ban Russell because they knew that Russell was taking any performance-enhancing drugs.
But
they banned Russell because he didn't show up for the test. They say where he's supposed to be, he wasn't. When he said he's supposed to be, he wasn't. I'm not comfortable with the way.
Kind of, we can't have it both ways. If they're gonna do these doping tests and you sign for these things as a professional athlete, and they give you within an hour, whatever it is, you still have an hour to get where you record and say, I am here in New York. And you know you can get to New Jersey where you live. They would give you an hour by the time they try to get to you, for you to get there so you can have your test. You can slide the first one. But if you make it a habit and you do the second one again, and they give you that time where you can get there and you're not getting there, they got to be somewhere where you have to just give an account for your whereabouts, because that's why you're highly paid and that's why you're professional. And if they're thinking that doping has no business in sport, it has to be controlled. So,
yeah, it has to be controlled, but you don't control the doping thing by controlling people's lives. And that's my problem. You are using these guys as if
they
are your personal property. You understand? If you don't have a basic suspicion, not even a suspicion, that this particular guy here is using substances to enhance his performance in the game, why are you chasing him down for? That's a limitation on the man's human rights, and that's the problem I have with it.
Well, I prefer that they do it like this than to suspect me, because I feel offended if you only do it because you suspect me. I'm going to bring the question and say, well, why are you suspecting me? Because I don't think you're picking
well,
me.
Well, I'm asking you, why are you testing me for something that you don't have even a suspicion about? If you have suspicion
have
facts.
Okay, let me answer. That's why it's done randomly. And you have some sports now where maybe after championship, within an hour, you have to, it's mandatory that you be tested. So right there.
Random testing is what they do in prisons, Ivan. In prisons and other
but this is
state-owned institutions that maintain custody of people. And this reminds me of that. Because I signed on to play cricket, you got the right to tell me where to be, when, so that you can come and test me for something that you don't even have a suspicion of.
No.
That will make me
pissed. You have to say your whereabouts, you know. You have to say your whereabouts. So if
but
you
what
are
am I
here, because you're... Because of maybe one person may have spoiled it for a whole lot of people. So what I'm saying, if they think it's unfair for somebody to be taking enhancing drugs to perform, if they think that happens, I don't think it's fair for the athlete who is pure out there, who is doing his best naturally, and somebody taking enhancing drugs to get the accolades, and he's depriving me. If it's a fact that would enhance them, and that is the cause for them winning over me. So there has to be some kind of control, unless you're going to leave it for everybody. Whether you take the drug or you don't take it, that's a business to you. But if they put it in there, rules and conditions. Yes?
Let me ask you this. If you apply to the state to get a driver's license, if the state decides that in order to control, the issue of people driving under the influence, whether of drugs or things, you have to show up every 2 months to do a test to make sure that you are not using any drugs or alcohol. How would you feel?
Okay,
let me answer.
Give me a chance to answer. It has gone past that. It's not coming in to be tested. What they do now, they have something in your car where that car would not start until you blow into that device to show that you are sober. And while you started, along the way, you have to blow into it, otherwise the car cut out on you right there and don't move. So that is where it is right now. It's nothing about coming in to test to see if you're on drugs or you're drinking, you know, you're alcoholic or what have you. They have the device put in your car where you have to blow into that device. I don't think you blow into it to start it. And then they're not going to ask you to blow into it along the way, because you can start it sober and drinking in your car as you go along. You have to blow again. Some cars you see stall out on the road, and you wonder, where the car? He looked new when he stall out. Because, partner, you went over the limit. And for some reason, they have the device where your car is stall out in the middle of the road at a stop sign, stop light, or what have you. You are not moving. It's nothing about coming in. So to ask me how I feel like some of these drunken drivers that cause a lot of death, and I don't mind it being tested. I don't mind a guy drinking. I like social drinking. I like a person to be happy. But when you're going to drink and fall down, as people just say, that man is pissing drunk. Because, of course, he pisses himself. If that guy is shitting drunk, he shits himself. That is going over and beyond. A guy driving and he becomes impaired and he kill this and he kill the innocent one. There has to be some kind of mechanism to prevent that. You just don't drive, drink, get a designated driver. I don't have a problem with a guy who drinks. But just don't put yourself behind a 5,000-pound car that you know you can kill yourself and others. I don't find that to be controlling a person. I think that is being responsible. I don't mind lawmen getting that. I don't like lawmen get up and tell the woman that I want you to have your child. I don't like that. That's what I don't like. Next thing I'm going to tell you, I want you to have a child. Imagine, I don't want to have no children. I don't want to have no more children. If you can prevent me from having an abortion, you're going to soon set a lot to tell me I must go and get pregnant, and then you're going to go and say, I'm going to tell you who to get pregnant for. I think you're going to reach there if you allow them to get away with things like this. Yes, you come. I want you to come over here. I get pregnant for that man there. I'm afraid that those things are going to happen in the next 10, 20, 30 years, maybe even long before we're gone, if you allow some people sit down in a robe and you give them a job for life, or in the 99, and they decide they're not getting off the bench. That needs to change. Nobody should have the license when you're telling me I have to retire at a certain age. You can't be thinking at 89, 99, dying in office, and telling me out here you're keeping up with the times, and just with the stroke of a pen, you damage my life. Those need to change, Cardinal. I have a problem with those things there. More so than somebody telling me.
Yeah, you answered, you said a lot, but you didn't answer my question.
Yes, I did. I told you it had gone past.
No, you did not. I didn't get the answer. I didn't get the answer to my question then.
No, you didn't.
You tell me of something that we have gone past. I'm asking you. I was asking you, how would you feel as an analogy if you have to report to somewhere just to get a driver's license or maintain your driver's license? You got to report somewhere every 2 months and be tested to determine whether you're using controlled substances when there is no suspicion
You tell me something about
the new technology where they don't have to do that. I wasn't asking about the new technology.
Let me make sure
that you understand my question.
Save time. I understand it. I would not like it. I would prefer for them to test me in the car. Yes, I would like for me to go in every 2 months, stand up in a line, when they can give me the device, whether at home or in the car, and they get the result. I would rather do that than for me to leave my job or leave my comfort of my home to just go stand up for them to tell me, I just want to know that you're sober. I would not like that. I understand the question.
Okay, so why is it okay for the ICC or whoever put it in controlling body to tell people they don't even have a suspicion about that they got to show up to ensure that they are not participating in the use of controlled substances or performance-enhancing substances?
Because in my mind, one bad apple has spoiled a whole bunch. Somebody in
the apple. I'm going to be pissed off if I'm not involved in that kind of behavior. There's no suspicion of me involved in that behavior. You're going to tell me just because I want to play cricket, you can control my life like that? No, I don't think that. I think
you're using
too much
of an control. You're using a big word, control.
I'm sorry if it's
Take out the word
big.
Control. Take out the word control.
That's the word I want to use, Ivor. That's the word I want to use.
And I'm telling you,
too much of an encroachment on my human dignity for me to be comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't even have the least suspicion. You can't even say somebody tell me.
But you don't know. You don't know that either. You don't know if they have.
You
the
don't
suspicion.
Know.
We don't know. No, you don't know.
Let it out. Let it out. Tell us.
Huh?
Because they are our ambassadors. We have a suspicion that Evan Lewis is taking performance enhancing drugs because we got this information. And so we asking him to come in and be tested.
No, the world does not know that.
That's an encroachment on the man's human dignity.
No, let me disagree with that. If you're going to put him in the public square and you're doing this, yes, I'm saying that. This is not known. Nobody's putting it in the papers and putting it up on a lamppost who said, Tom Dick is going to be tested. Or Tom Dick was tested, this and that. No. All is well that ends well. These are things that are done in accordance to their rules and regulations. So it's not no public spectacle about anything. I'm a sportsman. This is involved in what I'm going to do. I have a choice to be here or to sit in the office pushing papers. Okay, I chose to take the sport that they say I have to be tested. You chose it. Then nobody's forcing you to play. And this is one of the requirements, all because they deem it an enhancement. And they're saying that is not fair to the others who are using their natural ability to get by in the sport. That's all I'm saying. So if you don't like it, do not be in that sport, because they have to be controlled. Yeah. Lance Armstrong riding his bicycle and have everybody all time, boy, this guy is great, he's good, he's this and that. Only to, in the end, to know this man was taking enhancement drugs. How do you think the other cyclists feel when they really look back at it? I'm here drinking milk and milk powder. My stomach hurting me, but I'm still racing. So I want to be in the race with a hurt stomach. But he got the same hurt stomach from drinking, eating the same food they gave us here at the cafeteria. But because he has something to just in his body to overpower the milk powder, he going to win the race with ease. That can't be fair to me. I'm sorry. It's just not fair to me. You can't tell me to come in a ring and box with my bare knuckles and tell that man over there, you put on boxing gloves. And then I supposed to win you? And I hit him with my bare knuckles and you hit me with a 5-pound boxing glove? So then you hit me upside the temple, I'm gone down. And when I hit you with my bare hand, I get hurt because I hurt my knuckles. There got to be some kind of rules to control something like that. And I think sometimes that's where fairness comes into play. If the rule is unfair, well, I'll be the first to tell you it's unfair. I'm going to be the first to tell you that.
Well, I don't know if you call it unfair, but I know it's an encroachment on one's human right and human dignity. I don't care who approves it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like I said, you might be right if they're singling out the one person. I don't know if it's done fairly. If I have evidence to that, I would say yes. They're targeting me, but they're not targeting you. If I know that, every now and again, they just test me. I know for a fact. But people in my team would tell me, Bowley, why I've been tested? I've been here for 2 years now. And say, but I've been tested five times. And I don't do drugs, period.
If you do the same wrong thing to... If you do the same wrong thing to 500 people, it's still wrong.
I understand what you're saying. But
it's not just wrong because you're doing it to one person and
yes,
things.
Okay, no, we have a way to write
that's
wrong.
An extension
we have
of the wrong.
Wait. We have
you do the same wrong thing to 600 people. It is still wrong. If you do the wrong thing cultural tradition, it's still wrong.
But where do we get to right and wrong? When I chose to play a sport that involves being testing, how do we get to right and wrong? We can only
get to right
and wrong
at the point where you encroach on a man's dignity.
But if
you're
using me and me alone, and I know that,
human dignity,
I understand
your presence in a society that might deprive
you
of that.
If you and I are roommates, and every time they come and they're testing me, they're not testing you. Yeah, that's an encroachment. I'm going to have a problem with that, especially if I have the evidence. I'm going to say, listen here, I'm with this guy, we're roommates. You've already tested me. Come right here and test me 5 times. And not one time you test that man. We got to be, I know, this thing in court or somewhere along the line. So if I know that for a fact, that has got to be wrong. But if I don't know who you're testing, and you test me 5 times, I'm going to assume you're testing everybody. But if I know for a fact you're singling me out, I think there's cause for concern. We're going to end the show here. Good conversation. Let me go ahead and close up. We're not going to have enough time. But she came through and, you know, gave her voice as usual. We want to say thanks. We didn't hear Phil. We didn't hear Lynette. Let's hope that they're okay. So we would have heard the ladies, Dawn and Debbie. We would have heard Leon came through and given a vote of thanks for all that would have done and transpired down here last week for Mrs. Francis. Dennis would have chimed in and finished up the sports for us, and he would have exited the ladies in good, fine fashion. Cardinal, of course, with a commentary, and you can always get back into the archives if you didn't hear it live, and if you want to hear it again and again and again, it's going to be posted in the archives. Caribbean Global Voices. Folks,
We're here with you every Saturday from 9 until 12 to entertain, inform you, and to keep you abreast of world happenings. And of course, as usual, you can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. We will be back with you again next Saturday for another entertainment show. We hope you'll spread the word. We're hoping to get at least one new listener next week, so we ask that of you. Until then, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Ivan out. Ta-da. See you on the cricket show tomorrow. It's until 9 in the p.m.